Carol, of course, passing a milestone 150 years as we celebrated the sesquicentennial recently. Let's talk about some of the great businesses that make Carol what it is today. And we've got Alice Simons, who I wanted to do this interview because I used to work with you, Alice, here at the radio station when I first moved to town.
That's right, John. I remember it well.
But you, of course, branched out. You went into retail business yourself after working with business owners. You felt the atmosphere in Carol was such that you needed to make a go of it yourself.
Right. Retail has really been a great thing for me. I started at Penny's and then eventually ended up owning my own business with the sidetrack of the radio station. So
yeah, it's scary to go out on your own, isn't it?
It is, very much so. But then, you know, back then I just did it. I didn't think about it like I would think about it today as I get older.
Yeah, you started Merle Norman in what year?
In 1995.
1995, and it really took off.
It did. It did. It was really fun to see it blossom the way that it did. And people were, and my customers, many of them I still have, were so supportive of me doing it. So it was really good.
And it really led to just bigger and bigger things all the time. You guys continually expanded, added lines, everything.
I know. Weren't we crazy back then? But, you know, you just kind
of
looked around.
Well,
it is. And, you know, and kind of you could see what we felt that the town and our customers needed and want. And it was just kind of fun to grow the business and listen to them and have fun with them.
Really, it was a perfect fit for Carol. Something that wasn't around that you provided a need for.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I think so. Anyway.
Talk about the expansion, because you added Special Moments not too long after you started Merle Norman.
In 98, we added Special Moments. And a lot of that had to actually do with Merle Norman, because we knew our Merle Norman customer. And we wanted to provide them with some different things. And we listened to them and see what they had to say. And we wanted to bring that quality that we felt Merle Norman had into other lines. And so we did. And we just kind of continued to grow.
Yeah. And you moved locations several times, always downtown Carroll, though.
Right. Kind of a joke. Everybody's kind of thinking they thought I would sometime move to Kmart. But no, it didn't work out. So, but
talk about your location right now. You got a great vibe in your store. It's just such a cool atmosphere.
It's really been a fun part of the businesses. Is moving to that. It used to be the old Dollar General and the old Cernette's building, as a lot of people remember and stuff. And we kind of just divided it up and made it kind of into a little mini mall atmosphere and had a lot of fun with it.
Talk about the future. What does that hold for you guys?
Well, I guess I think the thing of it is now is retail is real challenging. I mean, things have changed a lot in the 25 years. So it's just the fact of keeping up to date, but also to being aware of the surroundings we have with the internet. Listening to our customers now is more important, seeing what they want. And what, again, too, I think what our community needs. Tom from Good News left a year or so ago, and so we saw the need to pick up some of the Christian items. So we did that and have gotten a very good response to that. So we're just kind of trying to fill the niches that we feel aren't full in Carroll.
Now, you probably would have been successful anywhere, but it's got to be special to do it right here in Carroll.
Yeah, it really has, and I've been able to see Carroll grow. I was chamber president for a while when we did the redid downtown and stuff. And, you know, like I said, and Carroll is so fortunate to be where we're located, because we have such awesome customers from the north, from the south. We're just kind of bring in a lot of people, and I really owe credit to a lot of my out-of-town people, too, you know, because they've supported us.
Alice Simons, who went from selling advertising the business to being a business owner yourself. So what a great story that is.
Right. Well, thank you, John, very much. And KCIM and KCRL has been a good part of my life and my back history. So
we love that.
Okay.
So Alice Simons once again joining us with Merle Norman and Special Moments in downtown Carroll.